The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 31st day of March. That's right, we're 2 hours away from April right now. And wow, time is flying by tonight. And tonight, our producer is none other than Craig.
Good evening.
And tonight, right here live in the studio, he's not the cracker. We got Ron Ritz.
Good evening, everyone.
Alrighty, and way out yonder. Turn me up. Okay. He got the wrong. He's.
How's it?
Okay, you got. Let me see now, folks. They're talking to me. No, I'm here now.
Yeah, try that one.
Yeah, okay, how am I doing now?
Running a little better.
Okay, turn it up a little higher. Okay, how's that? Is that better? Okay, very good. Folks, that's what happens when you have to adjust all of the dials here. And, so now, we're back. And I was going to introduce McTernan, but I used that time up. So, just say, hey, John.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. I couldn't hear you at first, and it's a little low, but I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know why it should be up. I've got it turned up here. It should be up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
is that better?
There you go. That's better.
Okay, maybe it was just a little bit too far away. All right, very good. Now, if we got that finished, we got to get into the message tonight. Do you remember what the... the message was all about how does a Christian get along and deal with a corrupt government and a corrupt society? And that's what we were talking about this week. And we went all through the Word of God showing how Christians are to respond to a very corrupt government like we have today. And tonight we're going to be dealing with Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 23. And verses 1 through 9. And God is talking about proper justice for a nation. Now, it's an interesting thing because as we take these verses one by one, we're going to look at and see how that applies to the nation, you know, our nation today. Like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. So, Ron, read verse 1.
Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness.
All right. False report. What do we know about false report? How does that have to deal with Attorney General or Prosecuting Attorney Bragg?
Well, it's just like everything else. Russia, Russia, Russia. Collusion. He's just following suit. It's everything is false.
How about the media?
They propagate it.
We're getting false reports. What do you think, John? How does that deal with the false reports? Thou shalt not give a false report.
Well, it's lying.
And it's lying. What are some of the big examples we see of that today?
every word out of, especially the Democrats, every word out of their mouth is a lie. They can't, they literally can't tell the truth.
Alrighty. So now listen to the next verse. Now listen to this here. Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil. What multitude do we have in this country to do evil?
Democrat Party.
Neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment. Now, in other words, you should not follow with a false mob. And we see that as the Democratic Communist Party. But to take away judgment, what would you, to wrestle away judgment, in other words, justice, what is the huge example we're seeing of that right now, today?
President Trump's issue with Stormy Daniels, there's 34 charges against him, I believe, and there are 34 are probably all false.
Right, and so... what other ways, John, are there that they're trying to wrestle away justice from us?
Well, I know there's so many. Let me stop and think. What they're doing is they're allowing criminals, political criminals in the Democrat Party, they're allowing them to operate freely without being brought to justice.
Right.
So, I mean, all sorts of things. Biden and the money he took from China and his cabal, his family is one big criminal cabal. What they're doing in Ukraine, it just goes on and on and on. The FBI not being prosecuted for lying to FISA courts and lying about the dossier and lying to Congress. They're not. Nothing's being. Literally, nothing's being done.
So you see all that. What about that clip you have? What was going on in Florida?
Oh yeah, Pastor Ernie. Today, in fact, let me get to the article and I'll read the headline to you.
Well, no, we'll get to that later. But we're going to finish the scripture. But so here we're going to see that. What about also what's happening today in Tennessee? Where they mocked, where the Democrats, they had a real insurrection at the State House in Tennessee. They went in, it was a real insurrection, but there wasn't any arrests. You didn't see the FBI there doing anything, okay? No, they only arrest Christians, right? They only go after Christians.
Yeah, I watched what went on in Tennessee, and I watched what went on in Florida and in their state capitals there. And the politicians literally had to be surrounded by the police, the state police, to come out of their office and walk to wherever they were going. And the mob, it was a howling, screaming, insane. I think it was more like demons screaming through them. In Tennessee. Now, the same thing just happened today in Florida.
But you didn't see anybody being arrested there and so we see the so-called Justice Department is illegitimate can be. It has got nothing to do. They're sold.
I hate to do this, Pastor Ernie, but the FBI gets a buy on this. It's up to the state of Tennessee and the state police to protect the Capitol, not the FBI.
Yeah, I know that, but look. All right, we know. Just like when you come here, you have a school board meeting, a state school board or a county school board meeting. And what happens? FBI comes out there to harass
that's
people.
True. Okay. No, that's true. Yeah.
And so that does that. No. See, what it's all about... Anti-Christian, this is a hatred for God. Now, I would suggest to any FBI agents, that have even the least amount, if you have the least amount of decency, even the smallest amount of integrity, you will do two things. You'll blow a whistle on the corruption within your agency. And that's the same thing goes for the Justice, the DOJ. The very same thing. John, remember when I called the DOJ and I asked them, they had like 1,700 lawyers there. It might have been 17,000. No, I think it was 1,700 lawyers. I asked them, how many do you know are Christians? Do you know of any Christians? I was talking to some lawyers, and they passed me around. Do you know of any Christians? So I talked to several of them. They said, no, we haven't found any Christians here at all. Not one person that we know of is a Christian. So there, they answered that question. So there, you see what they're putting there, okay, in the Department of Justice. But if you have any decency, if you work in that Department of Justice, even an ounce of integrity, just the smallest amount of integrity, you will either blow the whistle on very, very corrupt Merrick Garland and then either leave that place, get out of there, quit. Okay. Let's go to verse 3. Neither shall thou countenance a poor man in his cause. Neither shall thou. Do you know what that means, Ron?
Approve or?
No, what that means is you should not show
favor.
Show favor to a poor man. Justice should be equal. Good example. People, property owners like the lady that's been calling here, where you have squatters. You have these homeless squatters that come. And they move right into people's property. It's not their property, and they refuse to leave. But corrupt prosecutors, will not abide by the law. And so they'll actually arrest you if you throw them out. And so, in other words, several places in the Bible, it says we are to bless the poor. And that's true, and you should do that. But you shouldn't give them
special favor
more than equal justice.
Speaking on that, there was another lady that called in today, same problem. So she wants you to call her back.
Well, we'll try to help them out. Okay, so let's go. If thou meet the enemy's ox or his ass going astray, well, the our enemies, their logo or their, you know, is the ass for the entire party, right?
I mean,
this is, thou shalt surely bring it back to him again. Well, so I guess if you find a Democrat out there that's lost, you bring him back to some other Democrats? Okay. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee lying under his burden, and wouldest not forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. Now, thou shalt not rest the judgment of the poor in thy cause. Okay. In other words, that word rest means to pervert. You should not pervert the judgment of the poor in any cause. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and the righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. Boy, do we not. Isn't that exactly what happened in January 6th when innocent Christian patriots, little Miss Babbitt and others, were murdered? They were murdered, okay? And that's what happened by a very, very corrupt and a dirty, dirty police department, wasn't it?
Yes.
A very corrupt and dirty police department. Thou shalt not take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous.
That gift is a bribe, Pastor Ernie.
I know that, but do you think, you don't believe that's what Biden crime family did with the Chinese Communist Party, do you?
Hey, 10% for the big guy, Pastor Ernie.
10%. They're fighting $1 million here, $2 million there. They just found $30 million in one case that the Biden crime cartel got from the Chinese Communist Party. And we've known all along that they're owned. And not only that, but the Biden crime family has been blackmailed. Joe Obama's been blackmailed by the Chinese Communist Party. They, at any time, they could put out enough stuff there, and they can they can overrun, too. Remember, they've got a big, big major influence in the fake news media. So that if the Chinese Communist Party instructs the fake news media to dump Joe Obama, they'll dump him. Okay. And thou shalt not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, seeing you were strangers in the land of Egypt. And there you go. So, we're going to stop right there tonight, and we got so much to cover. We're going to pick it up with that clip that you had. Go ahead, Craig, and play that clip. All right, very good. John, you want to tell us about that in Florida there?
Yeah, in Florida today, they were passing a law, and let me read it here. The law was HB 1069, and what it was protecting children in schools from the sodomite agenda and the transgenders. And so what it was protecting the children, and it was from indoctrination, grooming, and safeguarding parental rights. So a mob of transgenders and whoever else showed up, and they were screaming and hollering, and then this chant was, "Whose schools? Our schools. Whose schools? Our schools." So they're like in a frenzy, Pastor Ernie, because they can't get at the children. They're being blocked from trying to indoctrinate kindergartners and second, third, fifth grade into their agenda. They're being blocked from the kids being seen, being shown their filth of pornography, and they're being blocked from basically grooming them into what they are. And they're enraged. What it reminded me of when I watched it, now, of course, in Genesis 19, when the sodomites were at the door of Lot, do you remember that, Pastor? I'm sure you remember it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they were in a frenzy. They wanted to bust in and get the angels, get them in. That's what this reminded me of, a frenzy. It was like the demons were crying out to them, "I want the children, I want the children, I want the children."
Well, you see, and the angels cast blindness, made them blind.
Yeah.
And they groped.
Exactly.
They were become so reprobate that they groped. And that's what happened. That's what you see these people here, these trans things, and those Democrats, they become, again, so reprobate. You know, there's an insanity there. There's a within that, you know, they're crazy. They've lost their minds.
Were these students chanting, or were these adults and teachers?
Mostly students, but
students?
There were some of the others, yeah.
It's all, I mean, when you hear something like that, it's almost like they make the Hitler youth seem civilized.
Yeah.
I think we're beyond that at this point.
Pastor Ernie, let me share a scripture here from Daniel, the prophet Daniel. It's Daniel 12, and he's talking about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in verse 9, and he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried." That's us. "But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." So as we get closer to Christ's coming, there's no end to their wickedness.
No.
This is the end times, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand.
We're witnessing the process of the unsealing of that, okay? This is what it's referring. We're witnessing the unsealing where all of what is taking place. Now, like I read last night in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, is because he tells you in there that the people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge of the scriptures, but also because they reject it. They reject the word of God. They reject God's laws. And he says, so therefore I will forget your children. And that's why our children are dying off in mass numbers now. They're dying off in huge numbers. Our children are becoming paranoid.
It's just schizophrenic.
Schizophrenic. And a lot of them, like what you saw out there, the screamers, they have just lost their minds. They've lost their minds.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, they are like, it's like a lust. That's what it is. It's like this lust for the children.
Another sign of the last days is the apostasy of the church here. Now, UK church offers to cover up the crucifix of Jesus for Ramadan. Now, they call themselves a church, but this is no more a Christian church than I'm a Muslim, okay? A British church has come under the fire after offering to cover up a cross and image of Jesus to allow Muslims to say prayer in its building during Ramadan, okay? He goes on, as part of the plans, attendees and a nearby mosque were invited to use the aisle of the parish church in Darlington as a place of prayer. Muslims, women were offered a space adjoining rooms of St. Matthew and St. Luke's Church, as it's claimed. The proposal was said to have been discussed in a meeting on May 9th and attended by, now listen to this, the Reverend Lisa Scott. What's wrong with that? There's a couple things wrong with that. One, that word reverend is used one time in the Bible, one time, and it's a name for God. Holy and reverend is his name, God's name. Okay. Two, women are not to be pastors of churches. Women are not. The Bible is very, very clear on that. This is an apostate church. This is why here you see so many of the United Church of the Antichrist. Their headquarters are right in Cleveland. More and more of their so-called pastors are women, and every single one I've ever known of are lesbians. Every one are lesbian. And so here it claimed that the members were told that a devotional image of Jesus, a copy of The Light of the World by the Raphaelite artist William Holman Hunt, would be covered up, reports said last Sunday. Now, here's an interesting thing. When I went some years ago, when Obama was coming to speak at Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana, I had actually, and John, this was something that only happens once in a lifetime, I got calls from Catholic priests asking me if I would come to South Bend, to Notre Dame, and preach to their apostate priests. So this was an amazing, they called me, they said, would you bring those, because they listened to me on the radio, would you bring your men down and preach like you Baptists do to our apostates? And I said, yeah. So we did. We went down there because Obama was coming in. Pastor Joe was there with us. Alan Keyes was there with us. Trying to think of how many. There was a whole lot of well-known people that had showed up for that. And we had a lot of people, in fact, come out for that. But here, they had covered up all of the pictures.
I remember
of Jesus.
That. Yeah.
All Obama said, I don't want to see a cross when I come there. I don't want to see a cross. This is what that Antichrist said. And that Antichrist had these apostate priests, these Antichrist priests at Notre Dame there in South Bend, cover up all the pictures and all the crosses of Jesus. Now, you had real Catholics there. A number of real Catholic priests were there, and they got arrested with the rest of us, okay? But that was amazing.
They gave him an honorary degree, too, in Notre Dame.
Yeah. It's a positive. Just like recently when that you had that the Catholic bishop told Nancy Pelosi she needs to repent, not take communion. She needs to repent of her sins. And Nancy told him that she doesn't have the problems. He's the one with the problems. There you go.
Hey, Pelosi, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, said Trump will get his day in court to prove he's innocent.
Yeah, that's what she said, to prove his innocence.
Prove he's innocent.
Do you know where that happens? That takes place in communist countries, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's nothing new under the sun. And as the Democrats turn from the Lord in particular, I mean, of course, we got the same elements in the Republican Party. But as they turn from the Lord, what's on the other side from him, Pastor Ernie? You know, where the Lord is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So they're turning into tyrannical, just like the Nazis, the communists. They're all basically the same, a little different, you know, cover on the, a little bit different packaging. But underneath, they're all the same, and that's what the Democrats are now.
Absolutely. Here you got... Here's an article. Biden regime is now releasing hordes of Chinese illegal aliens into the U.S. The Biden regime is now releasing hordes of illegal aliens into the United States. Here, the Chinese illegals being released to an NGO in Brownsville, Texas, on Tuesday. And these are all young males of military service age. All young men of fighting age. The illegals were given NTAs because there was so many crossing to the USA and no more space to house them. Well, guess what? That's exactly what Joe Obama Biden's job was assigned to him by the Chinese Communist Party. Keep the borders open. Keep the borders open, Joe Obama. Get as many of our illegals in there, as many terrorists in there as possible. And many drug dealers. And so the Biden crime family is working hand in hand with the Chinese Communist Party, with the Mexican drug cartels. We've been telling people that and telling them for the longest time. People are starting now to finally really figure it out. We'll be back after this.
Now have you seen them flying saucers, or some of them black helicopters flying down low and over my backyard recently? Seen them foreign troops in ninja suits leaving imprints of their combat boots in the meadow down near the neighbor next to me? Heard they're building concentration camps from the rate hike off our postage stamps to protect and defend their great democracy. Though my vote in the last election didn't quite match the same projection, maybe those beautiful talking heads on my TV. And when I called them to complain, and I asked them to explain, they just said that it proves that you're not in the groove of the new majority. Yeah, sure. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense the hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Now they've got microwaves and laser beams and rays to look inside your dreams and satellites that can see your DVDs. They got chips that fit inside your head that'll make you think their thoughts instead, and drugs that'll make you do just as they please. And to make things even more serious, they got strains of new bacterias that are surely to cause some unknown new disease. And that's why we got fear and high anxiety and paranoid perplexity and the gradual loss of all our liberties. And as they try to bring us all down, they might leave us with a frown. They might even be the source of all the rumors in this town. Well, just between you and me, can't you feel the conspiracy? Can't you sense a hypocrisy, as they call it, democracy? Well, it's a threat to your sanity, and not to mention your liberty. And it's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Direct our mail and all our incoming phone calls to the Central Intelligence Agency. We'll just hope and pray someday they'll see that you and me are not the enemy, nor do we believe in cult theology. And as their police try to bust us, we'll keep trying to find some justice, though it's hidden behind a wall of masonry. We'll keep working out our salvation with the feeling of fear and trembling, hoping and praying someday the truth might set us all free. That just 'cause the media won't respond don't mean there's nothing going on. And brother, what'll you do if there's something to all the words inside this song? Well, you can say that I'm wild-eyed, that all my fears are unjustified, or that I'm totally mystified by a man who's crucified. But just between you and me, what hung him up on that tree? It was all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. It's all an evil, filthy, rotten conspiracy. Believe me.
Murder threats now explode against Christians. For LGBTQ, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer, or, as one pastor had recently said, let God burn them quickly, abortion abuse. People who believe that their God can't stand to be reminded that they're not. All of a sudden it appears to be acceptable for personalities, whether in education, politics, or entertainment, to call for violence against Christians. The issue is the outright enthusiastic support for transgenderism, that the ideology demanding from everyone, if one is a Christian and by faith cannot endorse the unscientific agenda that claims people can change sexes, it's common to be labeled a transphobe. But, you know, here again, we see the total opposite. The Democratic Communist Party, or what they call the woke, the liberals, are in total opposition to whatever God's Word in the Bible teaches. Whatever God's Word in the Bible teaches. God made two genders, right? He only made two. He didn't make, and he doesn't make mistakes, does he?
Nope.
And so here, now they've got all of these things. So transgenders are what? Would you call them freaks of nature?
It's.
Well.
ITS.
But there really aren't. I mean, there really aren't any transgenders. Okay. There are people that have been born maybe with more than one sex organ, but
yeah,
but they're still not. They're either a male with an additional organ or a female with an additional organ, but they're not trans. They're not both. They're not one. They're male or female. And well, let's give that to McTurnan. He knows all about that, right, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I just happened to read something about that, and it's very, very rare what you're talking about, but one sex is dominant in that. They're not, it's not two, and what the doctors have done is, when the babies are young, have tried to remove the one sex, I guess you call it genitalia, and sometimes they guess. And they've had woman that had, they had a person grow up physically as a woman, but he was really a man. So that is very rare. It's physical deformity. It's not wishing that you, what they're doing.
Well, you're right, but then what I'm saying is you had, you have either a male or a female with a deformity. I think it's about 99% female that have a male appendage, okay, plus their own, you know, I mean, that have both. But that is, that's like one in a
very
million.
Rare.
Huh?
Very rare.
Yeah, very, very rare. Probably one in several million or something like that. I'm not even sure, okay. But it's very, very rare. But anyhow, U.S. Marshals were told not to arrest protesters at Supreme Court Justice's home. Now, they were told not to arrest them, not protesters at the Justice's home. Now, you see that? What, again, the anti-Christian bias. Now, I know they had Merrick Garland, and they were questioning Merrick Garland about that. And you know how Merrick Garland answered it? He lied.
Yeah.
He just lied and lied. Yeah. He said he wasn't aware of that. Well, he wasn't aware of that.
If now, do you think... Pastor Ernie, this is the Supreme Court of the United States. If he wasn't aware that the Justice Department and the U.S. Marshals were delinquent and doing their job and having the... and the Supreme Court justices' homes are protected against... picketing and all that's law, that they are protected from that. And the marshals just stood by and let it happen. They just let it for day after day after day. And Garland wasn't aware of that. He should step down for being incompetent and not control of his department.
He should step down for being a crook and being so corrupt. Anyhow, speaking of corrupt, in Canada now, here, well, I'm looking at a picture of a baby Castro meeting with Klaus Schwab. The World Economic Forum infiltrated Canadian government has proposed a raft of amendments to the country's laws on assisted suicide, allowing the government now to euthanize minors, without parental consent. So in Canada now, they've started to euthanize children without their parents not even knowing it or allowing it. Canada has been completely infiltrated by Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, and the policies of the Trudeau government are now reflected in the full horror of the Devo's agenda. That's our neighbors just to the north. Depopulation is the primary goal of the World Economic Forum in the coming years, and Canada has had a head start in the world that... to regard, according to the latest figures, Canada euthanized an astonishing 10,000 people last year. Justin Trudeau's federal government has been pushing assisted suicide and euthanasia, with the government's progressively loosening restrictions on its medical aid and dying program. The program was initially introduced to provide the individuals suffering from terminal illness with a choice to avoid a slow and agonizing death. However, the laws governing the program have gradually become very lenient. In other words, they'll kill you for any reason there in Canada. They're every bit as bad as Adolf Hitler. That Justin Trudeau is every bit as bad as Adolf Hitler is. He's an antichrist to the very bone.
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, with Hitler, he started off, or actually, you know, and if you want to say fairness to Hitler, Germany had become very lax in protecting life before Hitler came to power, and they were euthanizing World War One veterans. Abortion never became legal in Germany, but they just didn't enforce the law, and there was a lot of abortion there. And the German doctors have been hardened towards it. They're killing the babies and killing
euthanasia with World War One veterans and that. And Hitler just harnessed it.
And Hitler,
he gave them like the go ahead to euthanize and so the German doctors, none of them were forced. They all did it, and the Nazis just harvested what they were doing.
And they actually, the Nazis, Hitler and Himmler, got a lot of their euthanasia ideas and abortion ideas from Margaret Sanger over here.
Yeah, he was a contemporary. Yeah. He knew Margaret Sanger.
Yeah. It was the Rockefeller Foundation put the Nazi eugenicists on a tour of the United States in the 1930s.
Yeah.
And already, even after the war, after Germany surrendered, they didn't stop killing until the Allied army got there to close down the death camps and to close down the hospitals where they were killing the children in the hospitals and all. They were just like vicious wild animals with killing. They had a killing frenzy in the Nazis.
You had three state attorney generals have come together and they're suing and they're bringing charges against. But here's my question, Joe Biden, they have dug up all kinds of proof that this guy has been taking money, he's been on the payroll,
and nothing happens.
And so they're going to file a lawsuit against charges against them. But where would they take it, John? Because we don't have a Justice Department.
On the state level, Pastor Ernie, I've said that many, many, many times. We've got to get state attorney generals with the grand jury subpoena power and all the power of the state against the federal government. And Missouri is doing that. Missouri is suing Biden right now, and the courts are allowing it to go forward.
Well, there's two other states that are also, I think Louisiana is one, isn't it?
The lead. I can't think of the name of the other two, but I know Missouri is the lead state in this.
Well, I mean, here, what this is, this thing with Trump, and by the way, his arraignment's going to be, was set for Tuesday at 2:15 in New York, but here, we'll get back to that, but here, all of this attention is to be kept off, because they've had these congressional hearings. I've been watching them, and these state attorney generals are really bringing out, the evidence. And it's not being covered by any of the mainstream, what they call the fake news media. You're not seeing any of this being brought out by the fake news media. And if the people in this country had any idea just how they are being betrayed by the fake news media, I don't know. But anyhow, that's happening out there now. So what do you have there, Ron?
There's a group launches investigation into the woke army Joe Biden is creating through the federal government. And this is from naturalnews.com. The Foundation for Government Accountability said that they're sounding the alarm on the woke army being assembled through the federal government via Executive Order 14091, titled Further Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Through the Federal Government. So what they're doing is they're instructing all branches of, or all executive level branches, to further advance left wing ideology, and basically everything is coming down to skin color. But Section 2 of the order, which describes and explains the requirements that agency chiefs across the administration must ensure the formation of an agency equity team within their agencies to coordinate the implementation of these equity initiatives. So they're just further destroying every vestige of government that we know today.
Well, yesterday we went through what the God's Word, the Bible, had to say about it. We not only do we not have to recognize or legitimize any branch of federal government now. They have all gone so corrupted. So,
yeah.
In other words, we don't have to recognize the authority of the FBI. We don't have to recognize the authority of the Justice Department or even the military now, because they have They have become
so corrupted.
So corrupted, illegitimate. In fact, according to God's word, the Bible, it would be a sin for us to do that. In other words, it would be a sin for us to recognize their legitimacy when they have none.
Yes.
It says, give honor and honor to whom honor is due. Okay. And so that we're at that point right now where we no longer recognize any branch of the federal government as being legitimate at all. And so I got an article here. We're living in a period of the overture leading to kinetic war. Over 700 attacks on our food supply system. I'm looking at a map where you had all of the food supply of food processing plants in the country where they've been under attack. 700 food processing attacks have been under attack already. From east coast to west, before our eyes, the rush of Chinese men to get into America like animal stampede before an earthquake. We're seeing all of these young men of fighting age, these that Joe Obama is bringing in on orders of the Chinese Communist Party, that he's bringing into America to take our country. While the communist propaganda, mainstream media, and traitors in Congress will surely hope America will never notice, until it's far too late, the hashtag over the Twitter, America Under Attack, has suddenly seen lots of posts from train derailments, spilling toxic chemicals into major American rivers, to attacks on power substations, to communist-inspired Antifa attacks on police stations, to violent transgenders carrying out murders at Christian schools, to even more food processing plants being blown to pieces. Such events looking more and more like America is under attack. Well, of course we're under attack, and this is what we've been trying to tell people. With threats to the hashtag interestingly being posted by people from both major sides of the political spectrum, though many more threads of such events are being posted by people on the right, we can remember time in our lifetimes where there have been so many such events happening in such a short period of time. As if all of these things were all well orchestrated in advance, and they are. We've been talking about this for 5 decades.
Yeah.
Okay. What we reported several times on AMP would likely happen in the mass rush towards World War III that comes home to America. What do you think, John?
Well, Pastor Ernie, what's very interesting is you were talking about all those attacks on the food infrastructure. Do you notice that they've quieted down lately, but all of a sudden, it's like one day after another, there's railroads derailing and toxic chemicals rupturing in the cars and being spilled into the river. There was another one in the Ohio River, what was it, just yesterday?
Yeah, it's happening. All these things are being done on purpose.
Yeah, all of a sudden now, there's a rash of these railroad derailments and spewing all sorts of toxic chemicals into the environment.
Well, yeah, I know. What do you have there?
This is from Breitbart. Biden's DHS admits many of the 85,000 lost migrant children released into the U.S. are being labored in trafficking. Now, just think of 85,000 unaccompanied children are lost in the system. So during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Senator Marsha Blackburn noted that more than 85,000 children released into the interior from the DHS custody have been lost in the system after being sent with live sponsors and family members by the Department of Health and Human Services. It's just mind-boggling that this isn't, you know, really one of the biggest crises, should be on the daily news, but isn't. And these kids are just sent right into the sex trafficking rings, as sure as
again,
I'm standing here.
Joe Biden's job, one, keep the southern gate open. That's your job.
Yeah.
This is the assignment by the Chinese Communist Party. to keep a good supply of fentanyl running into the country.
Yeah, it's Chinese opium wars.
Right. Keep a good supply going in. Three, keep a good supply of pedophiles for the Democratic Party. The good supply of pedophiles are children for the pedophiles. Good supply of children for the pedophiles within the Democratic, which is flush. The Democratic Party is flush with pedophiles. And make sure that they have enough to work the kids. And some of these big companies now are working these children.
Yeah.
And so, and that's what's going on. And you won't hear any of that on NBC, no. ABC, or CBS, will you?
But they're worried about the trans children.
Oh, yeah. Biden regime hit with class action lawsuit over pressuring big tech to censor users. President Obama, Biden's regime has been hit with a class action lawsuit over how the president and other top officials pressured big tech to censor users. It goes on to say, lawyer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And his group Children's Health Defense and Louisiana resident Connie Sampaganero brought the suit in U.S. court in Louisiana against Biden and top officials like Surgeon General Vicky Murthy, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, and White House Assistant Rob Flaherty. This is, so I was right here. The, one of the other states there, John, that we're talking about here is Louisiana. Louisiana is one of the other states. So there was three states altogether involved in that suit. The pressure the officials and their agencies brought to bear against Twitter and other big tech companies to crack down on alleged mis- or disinformation, including targeting Kennedy personally, violates the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, according to the new suit. It is well established that the government violates the Constitution if it uses coercive threats to induce private parties to censor protected speech, or if it engages in collusive joint action with private parties to violate First Amendment, the suit states. The legal action rests in part on evidence that has been uncovered by litigation in the same court, brought by the Attorney General of Louisiana and Missouri. Joe, or John, what we're seeing happening, they're trying to push us into a shooting war. The Obama regime is trying to push us into a shooting war. Now, they're not going to like it when it does come. But a lot of people, Joe Sixpack out there listening to me right now, he's clueless. I mean, he doesn't have a clue. He'd say, where do you get this? He doesn't see what's happening all around us. But that's, what do you think? Are they trying to push us into a shooting war, John McKernan,
yeah,
or not?
Attorney, I've been saying that for, I don't know, several decades now. They're going to push us until we are crushed and that we can't resist them, or they're going to push us until we collectively feel that we can't cross that line and we're going to stand. But one way or another, either through just us giving up and being crushed by them, or, you know, they want to physically crush us with the federal government, they want to destroy us, President.
All right, we're coming up to a break. When we come back on the other side of that, let's talk about that, because you know, we people need to know what we are to do in case when this happens. We'll be right back with more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.